Sorry about that, folks. We had some technical difficulties. It's 4 minutes, 3 seconds left in the half. Knox County leads it 23-10. North Shelby has the ball. Sends it up to 25. Back out up top to Kemp on top. Kemp has it, sends it to the corner to McEwen. McEwen to Bradshaw, back to McEwen. Cross court. Kemp up top, back to the corner to McEwen. They're going to say walk with it. Eagles. Penn has it, sends it to the corner. To Bryant. Cross court to Dixon. Dixon's shot's no good. Ends up on the floor, and somehow Penn comes up with it, puts it up and in. Stoneburner brings it up, sends it to John Stoneburner in the corner. Back to Michael. Michael bounce pass over to McEwen. McEwen drives it in, passes it up ahead to Daniel. Daniel loses the handle on it. Weak gathers it, gets it to Kemp, back up top to McEwen. To Michael Stoneburner, long three, no good. Penn with the rebound for Knox County. To Wilkerson, back out to Penn, around the horn over to Bryant. They're going to say Bryant walked with it. Michael Stoneburner has it. Sends it all the way up to John Stoneburner, and the pass was a little bit errant. John Stoneburner had to step out of bounds to get it, and so with a turnover, it'll come back to Knox County. Bryant at the pin, around the horn over to Kemp. Kemp bounce pass to Penn. Back the corner to Bryant. Bryant's shot is well off. And rebound by Tristan Lomberger. No, I'm sorry. That was Alex Daniel. And he was a fouled over the back call on Brett Wilkerson of Knox County. So the ball will be North Shelby's. Stoneburner inbounds it to Kemp. Kemp sends it back to the corner. Shot is no good by Daniel. Knox County with the rebound. They'll bring it back across the horn. Penn has it to Dent. Cross court. Cross court to number 30, which would be Hudson, and he's able to put it in. Good. 27-10 now, Knox County. Stoneburner brings it across. Nope, doesn't quite bring it across. Gets poked out by Penn. So it'll stay with Knox County. Kemp will bring it up. Got some pressure. It's sent up ahead to McEwen. McEwen gets his hands on it, but just before it goes out of bounds, ends up to John Stoneburner. This time, shot's no good. Big, tall rebound by Penn. He tries to send it up. North Shelby ends up with it. Shot no good. Michael Stoneburner sends it all the way up. Bounce pass over to Bryant. Shot no good. North Shelby ends up with the ball. We're headed back the other direction. John Stoneburner has it left corner. Tries to get it in. Cross court over to Kemp. Kemp shot no good. Knox County with the rebound. Penn has it, brings it back towards the other way. 30-second timeout call by Knox County. Going to be Eagles ball with 55 seconds left in the half. Penn walks it across, hands it off to Bryant. Bryant will hold, waiting for somebody to come out. Holds, now sends it back to the corner to Dent, back to Bryant. Over to Penn on the right side. Back to the corner to Hudson. Hudson to Bryant. Bryant to Dent. Cross court back to Hudson. Hudson sends it up top to Penn. To Bryant. Back to Penn up top. To Hudson right side. 22 seconds. Back to Penn. Penn. To Hudson. To Reeves. Back up to Hudson. Hudson picks up the dribble, hands it to Dent. 4 seconds left. In the paint to Penn. Too much mustard on it, and it ended up going out of bounds. With 0.6 seconds left, North Shelby having to go the full length of the court. Somehow, John Stoneburner got a long throw off before the buzzer sounded, but it was an errant shot. And so we're at halftime. Knox County leads it 27-10.
Start it. right in there. Okay.
We're at halftime now in the North Shelby-Knox County boys game. Knox County leads it 27-10. Two minutes, 57 seconds on the clock for halftime. Eagles are out doing their little shoot-around. Haven't seen anything of North Shelby. I suspect they're having a conversation there in the locker room. Try to get the ship righted and get back out here and get in this game. There they come. So in about 2 minutes, we'll get underway in the second half of play. All right, the teams are taking the floor. For Knox, we've got Dent, Reeves, Wilkerson, Penn, and Hudson. For North Shelby, we're going to start out with the ball. Kemp, Stoneburner, Michael that is, Caldwell. Kemp has it. Cross court out to McEwen. McEwen feeds it in to Caldwell. Shot is up and good. 27-12 now, Knox County. Penn has it. Sends it over to the left side to Hudson. Hudson back out to Penn around the horn. Back out to Penn around to Hudson again. Hudson sends it to Dent in the left corner. Dent, cross court to Penn. Penn, cross court back over to Hudson. Back to Wilkerson on top, back to Hudson. Left corner. Hudson looks to feed it in to Reeves. And they're going to call a foul. I believe it's going to be on Jace Caldwell of North Shelby. Yep, that's who it is. And that is his first. Not many fouls, really, during the first part of this game. Penn feeds it in to Hudson, to Dent. Poked up high in the air. North Shelby ends up with it and headed the other direction. Kemp has it. Sends it over to the left side to Caldwell. Caldwell's shot comes up short. Back in the hands of Wilkerson for Knox County. We're going the other way. Wilkerson to Hudson. Hudson to Dent into Reeves, and Reeves is going to get fouled. Foul is going to be on Caldwell. And that, will, of course, will be his second. Feed in comes out to Hudson up top. Hudson sends it to Dent in the corner. Cross court over to Penn. Penn feeds it back out to Hudson. Around the right wing to Wilkerson. Wilkerson to Dent. Cross court to Hudson. Hudson loses the handle on it. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be North Shelby ball. Kemp has it to Michael Stonebrenner. Stonebrenner brings it up. Loses the handle on it. Ends up in the hands of Hudson. Hudson's going to take it all the way. Shot up off the glass is no good, but he's fouled. Foul is going to be on Kemp. Hudson to the line. Second foul on Kemp. Hudson's shot is on its way. And the first one is good. Second shot is up. This one rims out. Ends up in the hand of North Shelby's Daniel. Daniel to Kemp. Kemp sends it to Caldwell. Back out to Kemp. Kemp drives it in, kicks it over the left corner. Cross court out to Caldwell. Caldwell drives it in the lane. Little running shot up off the glass is good. 28-14 with 5:50 left in the third. Penn has it for Knox. Just in front of the score table. To Wilkerson. To Reeves. Back it up top to Dent. Dent to Wilkerson, left, right wing. To Penn, left side. Holes. Holes. And sends it over to Wilkerson, right wing. In the lane to a streaking Penn. Shot up and no good. North Shelby with the rebound. Daniel brings it along. Jump shot up off the glass is good. Penn has it. Penn to Wilkerson. Wilkerson feeds it in to Dent. Goes along the right side of the lane. Turn around, jump shot's no good, but he's fouled. Foul is going to be on Michael Stonebrenner. That's his first. 4:59 left in the third. Knox County leads at 28-16. Stonebrenner at the line. I'm sorry, not Stonebrenner. Dent at the line. First shot is up and good. Second shot is on its way. It's good as well. Stonebrenner. Now it's Stonebrenner. He'll inbound it to Daniel. Up ahead to the streaking Kemp. Shot's no good, but he's fouled, and they're saying it's on the floor. Foul is going to be on Dennis Dent, and that's his second. Inbound pass is deflected. Penn ends up with it. And Caldwell gets his hands on it. They're going to call a jump ball. It will favor the Eagles. Penn is going to inbound it. Penn to Hudson, back to Penn. North Shelby all falls back. Penn sends it left to right side to Wilkerson. Wilkerson to Dent. Dent tries to feed it in to Reeves. Reeves' shot is well short. And it goes out of bounds. I'm not sure who's going to have it. It's going to be North Shelby's ball. Kemp to John Stoneburner. Back to Kemp. Kemp has a little trouble handling it. Brings it across. Takes it in the lane. Feeds it to Michael Stoneburner. Shot is up and no good. But he's fouled. So Michael Stoneburner will go to the line. Foul's going to be on Dennis Dent. Suddenly he has three fouls on him now. 4:26 left in the third. Stoneburner at the line. His first shot is up. Good. Second shot. It's also good. 30-18 now. Penn has it for Knox County. Penn, North Shelby falls back. Penn feeds it to Wilkerson. Wilkerson to Reeves. Back to Wilkerson. To Dent at the free throw line. Over the right side to Wilkerson. Drives along the baseline and he gets fouled. It's on the floor though. Two team fouls on Knox, four on North Shelby. Dent's going to inbound it. Dent to Hudson, left side. Ends up back in Penn's hands. A little spin move, shot up off the glass is good. 32-18. John Stoneburner sends it up ahead to the left corner. I can't see who's got it. John Stoneburner has it now to Kemp over the right side to Michael Stoneburner. Shot in and out for three. Penn with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction. Penn says it way up ahead to Reeves, and it's poked out of bounds, but they're going to say it was off of North Shelby. So Dent's going to, now he's coming back out. Hudson's going to inbound it for Knox. Hudson out to Penn. Back to Hudson. Back to Penn. Right wing. Penn puts it on the floor. He's going to drive along the right side of the lane. Shot up off the glass is good. He went zig and John Stoneburner went zag and there wasn't anybody there then. John Stoneburner brings it across the timeline. Double team to Michael Stoneburner. Wide open. Shot for three is no good. Kemp ends up with a rebound. Feeds it in to Alex Daniel, and his shot's blocked, goes out of bounds. Stay with North Shelby. Kemp is going to inbound it. 3:01 left in the third, 34-18. Kemp to John Stoneburner. Back to Kemp, back to Stoneburner. Stoneburner will pull it out, reset the offense. Hands it off to Kemp. Kemp brings it up near center court. Kemp to Caldwell, back to Kemp. Back to Caldwell, left side. In the lane to John Stoneburner, kicks it back out to Michael Stoneburner, steps just inside the arc, shot for long two is no good. Reeves ends up with it, but it's poked out by North Shelby and ends up in the hands of John Stoneburner. Stoneburner has it on the left side. Feeds it out to Wilkerson. Sorry, that would be Kemp. To John Stoneburner, back to Kemp, back to John Stoneburner on the right side, back to the right corner, back to John Stoneburner in the left right wing. To Kemp. Kemp's shot for three is no good. Ends up right in the hands of John Stoneburner. And looks like he was tripped, but they didn't call it. But it will, the ball goes out of bounds. It will stay with North Shelby. Kemp has it up top. Sends it over the right wing back to Michael Stoneburner, right side. Little layup, no good. Somehow North Shelby ends up with the rebound in the hands of Michael Stoneburner. Shot's partially blocked. Dennis Dent ends up with it. Sends it up ahead. It's Hudson. Hudson to Penn. And Penn took a few too many steps. So with a turnover, it'll come back to North Shelby. Kemp will inbound it. Kemp to Michael Stoneburner, back to Kemp. 1:37 left in the third. Kemp brings it across the timeline, feeds it in along the right side of the lane, and Daniel can't hold on to it, but it ends up back in the hands of North Shelby, so they're okay. Kemp has it to Michael Sternberger, drives it in the lane. Left-handed layup is good. He had a zig and zag around several players, and somehow nobody fouled, and he was able to get to the basket. 34-20, 1:11 left in the third. Penn has it for Knox. To Bryant on the right side. Bryant to Reeves, back to Bryant. Holes to Dent, right corner. He's going to shoot for three, and this one's good. 37-20. Kemp brings it across to John Sternberger. He's going to shoot for three from the right side. And what's good for the goose is good for the gander. 37-23. Dent has it. Left wing. Feeds it in to Reeves. Reeves is fouled as he's going up, and so he'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul is going to be on. Number three, which is McEwen. It's his second. 16 fouls on North Shelby, two on Knox. Reeves' first shot rims out. Second shot is on its way. It's no good. North Shelby with the rebound. They have trouble holding on to it. Penn gets it, puts it up in. Shot's good. And he's fouled. Foul is going to be on. They say 50. I'm not sure who 50 is. Anyway, it's 50's. Oh, there is a 50. I see 50, but he doesn't have a number on the score sheet. Anyway, Michael Sternberger brings it across for North Shelby. Back to Sternberger. Back to McEwen. Shot's no good, but he's fouled. Foul is on the floor, so it'll stay with North Shelby. Daniel's going to inbound it. Sends it all the way out to John Sternberger. Shot is well off the mark. McDaniel comes up with the rebound. Shot is partially blocked, goes out of bounds, but it'll stay with North Shelby. Daniel will inbound it. Daniel to 50. 50's shot is blocked. Again, I don't know who 50 is. 50 will go to the line. I'll see if I can figure out who that is. I now know. That's Dakota Metis, number 50. Second shot. Rims out. They're going to call a foul. The foul is going to be on North Shelby's Josh McEwen. And that's his third. And Penn will go to the line. 40-23 now the score with 8 seconds left in the third. Mitchell Penn's shot is good. It's a one-on-one, so he'll get another chance. Six Second shot's on its way. This one hits the front end of the iron but falls in. Michael Stoneburner for North Shelby. Spin move comes across the line. About a 17-foot off-balance shot is no good. Knox with the rebound. Their long shot for the whole length is no good. So at the end of the third period of play, Knox County leads this one well in hand, 42-23. Ready to start the fourth period. It's going to be North Shelby's ball. Michael Stoneburner is going to inbound it to Kemp. Kemp brings it up across the line. Double team. This boot is kicked. Ends up in the hands of Penn. And there's going to be a foul. I'm not sure if it's a... They're going to call it as a charge. That's his first foul. Five team fouls on Knox, eight on North Shelby. Michael Stoneburner is going to inbound it to a waiting Kemp. Kemp brings it up across the timeline. Gets it up ahead to McEwen, and it's poked out of bounds. And this time they're going to say it's North Shelby's fault. Knox County will get the ball. Hudson brings it across the timeline. Hudson to Penn, and it's stolen by Kemp. He takes it up and he's fouled by Penn, so that'll be his second, and Kemp will go to the line. Kemp's first shot is up and on its way, and it's good. Both teams now in bonus. Second shot is on its way. It's good as well. 42-25 now. Knox County with the ball. Hudson has it. Hudson nearly has the ball stolen, but regathers himself. Takes it to the left side. Feeds it to Dixon. Dixon's shot's no good. North Shelby's Michael Stoneburner with the rebound. Going the other way. Stoneburner passes it to Longberger. Wrong team. Kemp has it up top to Michael Stoneburner. He nearly loses the handle on it. Back out to Kemp up top. Kemp drives it into free throw line. Shoots from there. Shot's no good. Dent with the rebound. Dent sets it to Penn. On up ahead to Hudson. Hudson shot up off the glass is good. Timeout on the field by North Shelby with 6:48 left in the fourth period. Knox County leads it 44-25. All right, it's North Shelby's ball. Kemp brings it up. Sends it up ahead to Caldwell, to Michael Stoneburner, left wing. Back to Caldwell, left corner. Shot for three is no good. Pin for Knox County with the rebound. North Shelby falls back. Wilkerson. And he traveled with it. It's going to be North Shelby's ball then. Michael Stoneburner has it. Passes it off to Kemp. Kemp comes up across the line. Sends it to the corner. I can't see who has it. But he's going to do a cross-court pass all the way over to McEwen. McEwen to Kemp. Kemp shoots from the elbow. No good. Justin Reeves for Knox County with the rebound. To Penn. Penn, guarded by Kemp, comes up across the line. Picks up the dribble. Sends it to Dent from the elbow. His shot is in and out. John Sternburner to Michael Sternburner. We're headed the other direction. Over to Kemp. Left wing. Shot for three. It's an air ball. McEwen had it. But I think they're going to call a foul on him. And I don't think the ref exactly liked what he heard. Gives McEwen a little bit of a talking to. It's going to be one-on-one, so Knox County will go to the line. It's going to be Lucas Hudson. So with 5:46 left in the fourth, Knox County leads it 44-25. First half, the one-on-one is no good. Kemp has it for North Shelby to Michael Stonebrenner. Back to Kemp, back to Stonebrenner. Stonebrenner's shot for three on the left wing is no good. Knox County's with the rebound. Up ahead to Penn. Out up top to Wilkerson. Feeds it into Dent. Dent takes it up, and he's fouled. Shot's no good, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. The foul is going to be on Michael Stonebrenner. That's his second. Dent's shot is up and good. Three dribbles. Second shot is on its way. It's good. 46-25. Knox with the advantage. Kemp has it. Sends it up to Michael Stonebrenner. Feeds it in to Daniel. Shot from the corner. No good. Somehow Daniel came up with it. To Michael Stonebrenner. Drives in the lane. Kicks it over the right side to Caldwell. Shot no good. Wilkerson. For Knox has it. Wilkerson to Penn. Timeout on the field by Knox County. It'll be Knox County ball with 4:54 left in the fourth. Knox County leads it 46-25. All right, it's going to be Knox County's ball. Get it in to Hudson. Hudson brings it across the timeline. Sends it to Penn, left wing. Penn holes. Kemp goes for the steal, but they get it in to a lot of ball just rolling around all over the place, but Penn has it, kicks it out to Hudson. Hudson drives it in. Shot is good. Kemp for North Shelby sends it up ahead to John Stonebrenner, and Hudson pokes it out of bounds, so it'll stay with North Shelby. Kemp Kemp will inbound it. Sends it all the way back to Michael Stonebrenner. Brings it up across the lane. Up ahead to Kemp. Kemp takes it in. Shot no good, but he gets his own rebound. He's going to bring it out. Feed it in. Shot blocked. Hudson. Hudson to Penn. Penn, guarded by Kemp, comes across the line, feeds it to the corner to Hudson. Hudson's going to get trapped back there, and I don't know if he stepped on the line or if it was poked out. It must have been poked out because it's going to be Knox County's ball. Penn will inbound it. To Dent, who's over by himself on the left blocks. That was pretty easy. Of course, that's easy for me to say. John Stonebrenner has the right side. To Caldwell. Has the ball stolen. Dent has it. Wilkerson up ahead to Hudson. Hudson loses the handle on it. North Shelby comes up with it. Daniel brings it across the timeline. He's going to take it all the way. Then loses the handle on it. Finally gets it back. Is able to put it in for two. 50 to 27, 3:12 left. Hudson brings it across on the near side. Hudson, kind of a lob pass up to Reeves. I think they're going to call a foul. Going to call, I guess they must have said Reeves was pushing off to get in the position to catch that lob pass. That's his second. And with I thought they were going to shoot, but then I suppose that's because that's an offensive foul. Anyway, it's going to be North Shelby's ball. Bradshaw has it. Has it up top, feeds it into John Stonebrenner. Tries to dump it back out. And it's saved by Knox County. Knox County takes the rim, tries to do a kind of a behind-the-back pass. Bradshaw got his hands on it, poked it out of bounds, so it'll stay with Knox County. It's probably a shot-saving. Inbounds pass is no good. I should say it was overshot everybody, and Knox and North Shelby ended up getting up to get the ball. Shot no good. Dent with the rebound. Longerger, I guess is what that is. Anyway, Longerger has it on the right side. Puts the ball on the floor. Dennis Dent goes down and gets it. But it's taken away by North Shelby. John Stonebrenner rings it across. To Keith Bradshaw. The ball is stolen away by Knox. Up ahead to Hudson. To Longerger. Shot no good. Dent with the rebound. Shot no good. They're going to call a foul. And the foul is going to be on Dent. And McEwen will go to the line. Everybody walks down to the other end. That's four on Dent. He's going to sit down, I guess. McEwen at the line. His shot is up and no good. One-on-one. Knox County with the rebound. Send it up ahead to Bryant. Shot no good. North Shelby with the rebound. Loose ball ends up in the hands of Bryant. Bryant to Dixon. Dixon feeds it in to 35. McMahon. Shot no good. Ends up in the hands of Metis. Metis to McEwen, shot no good. Knox County with the rebound. We're going to transition right back to the other end. Ball gets fed to Thrasher. No, I'm sorry. Bryant can't quite handle it. Goes out of bounds, so it'll come back to North Shelby. Keith Bradshaw is going to inbound at 1:21 left in the fourth period. Knox is well ahead, 50-27. Bradshaw passes it off to Thrasher. Thrasher comes across the timeline on the right side. Thrasher to Bradshaw, back to Thrasher. Thrasher puts it on the floor, drives along the right side of the lane. Shot is no good, but he was fouled. The ref says it was on the floor. So Thrasher to the line. With just 1:05 left. Mostly all subs in now. Shot is up. No good. Knox County with the rebound. McMahon hands it off to Wilkerson, brings it across the line, sends it over to the left side to Longiger. To Dixon. Dixon has on the left wing. Kicks it back out up top to Wilkerson. Wilkerson to Bryant. Bryant shot for three. No good. And they're going to call a foul on somebody from Knox County for an elbow. It's going to be on Longiger. 10 team fouls apiece. Again, it's an offensive foul, so there's no shot. No free throws, I should say. Thrasher brings it across. Picks up the dribble, feeds it in to Metis. Shot no good. And they're going to call jump ball, which will favor Knox. 32 seconds left. McMahon will inbound it. McMahon to Wilkerson. Wilkerson comes across the timeline. Drives to the right side. Changes direction. Now take it to the left side. Hands it off to Bryant. Bryant to Longiger. And not sure what happened there. I'm saying somebody stepped on the line, but nobody was near the line. Not sure what it was. Anyway, it's going to be North Shelby's ball. Ramsey has it. Shot, no good. Metis rebound, shot, no good. Ends up in the hands of Thrasher, but it's poked out of bounds. Ball is going to stay with North Shelby. Bradshaw will inbound it. Shot from the left side is well off the mark. No good. Come back to Knox. 0.5 seconds. This one is all but over. But it's going to be Knox County's ball. And they throw one that comes up well short. And that's a ball game. Knox County wins it. 50-27. Clock's been reset for 10 minutes. We've got another game coming up here in just a few. This one looks to be between the Knox County Eagles girls team and the North Shelby Raiders. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. for just joining us. Got 6 minutes on the clock between games, and we'll be back in just about that time for a girls' game between the Knox County Eagles and the North Shelby Raiders. Then later on tonight, we've got coming up on the boys' action, Brashear Tigers versus Novinger Wildcats. The game that just concluded was between boys' action, Knox County Eagles versus North Shelby Raiders. Knox County ended up on top 50-27 on that matchup. All right, we're ready for the starting lineups in this matchup. Starting with North Shelby, we've got number 15, Olivia Ahern. Number 25, Danielle Rich. Number 32, Amanda Orr. Number 35, Hillary Henderson. And 40, Jillian Yoder. Starting for Knox County, number 12, Katie Osmus. Number 21, Stacy Leckby. Number 30, Amanda Woods. Number 32, Tessa Raymer. And last but not least, number 34, Lori Peters. Jumping for North Shelby will be Jillian Yoder against Lori Peters. Here we go. And the Raiders control the ball. Ahern has it, sends it left side to Henderson. To Orr, back up top to Ahern. Ahern to Yoder. Yoder looks to feed it in to Orr. Ends up back in the hands of Ahern. Shot no good. Peters with the rebound for Knox. To Raymer. Raymer brings it across the timeline. Raymer sends it left corner to Leckby. To Woods in the paint. Shot no good. Peters gets her hands on it but steps out of bounds. We'll come back to North Shelby. Full court pressure now by the Eagles. Ahern hands it, gets it up to Henderson. Henderson back to Ahern. Ahern guarded by Leckby up top. To Yoder. Yoder right wing. Drives it in. Kicks it over the right side to Orr. Orr shot from the right blocks is no good. Woods had it for a minute, but North Shelby got their hands on it. Shot no good. Orr with the rebound. Shot no good. And Peters with the rebound, and Leckby's bringing it the other way. Comes across in a hurry, streaking along the right side of the lane, and runs into a big gob of people. They're going to call a foul on somebody. I just don't know who it is. It's going to be on Yoder. I think it could have just as easily. Inbound pass. Stolen away by North Shelby. Yoder has it right wing, feeds it in to Orr, kicks it back out on the left side. Rich has it. Stolen away by Osmus. Osmus brings it across the timeline on the left side to Raymer. Raymer walks with it. So it'll come back to North Shelby. Rich is going to inbound it. Rich is having a little trouble finding anybody. And held on to it too long. So that's going to come back to Knox County. Osmus is going to inbound it this time. Osmus gets it into the basket. Shot no good to Peters. Peters' shot is no good. But they're going to call a foul on Rich. It was on the floor. Peters will inbound it. Inbounds it to Woods on the left side. Woods' shot is in and out. Ends up in the hands of North Shelby, but it's poked out by Osmus, so it'll stay with North Shelby. Rich will inbound it. Rich to Henderson. Henderson will bring it up across the timeline. to Yoder. Yoder drives it into the left elbow over to Rich. Rich drives it in. Shot is up and good. North Shelby on the board first. Leckby has it for Knox. Brings it across the timeline on the right side. Sends it over to Tessa Raymer on the left side. To Peters, back to Raymer. Raymer takes it in the paint. Shot, no good. Yoder comes up with it for North Shelby. Yoder to Ahern. Ahern drives it up, guarded by Leckby. Sends it right side. A little give and go. Back to Ahern. I think they're going to call Leckby with a foul. Yep. Yoder's going to inbound it for North Shelby. 5:27 left in the first. North Shelby leads it by two. 2-0. Gets it into Orr. Orr shot's no good. Osmus with the rebound, and we're headed the other way in a hurry. To Raymer. Raymer's shot from the left wing is good for three. Inbound pass. Ends up in the hands of Raymer. Leckby's shot for three is good. There's a scoring problem there. I didn't see exactly what happened, but another 5-second call. It's going to come back to Knox again. Osmus is going to inbound it. 6-2 now, Knox. 4:55 left in the first. Raymer's going to inbound it. Gets it to Peters. Back out up top to Osmus. Around the horn, left side. Leckby comes to the elbow. Shot is in. Inbound. Have a little trouble getting it inbound, but Henderson has it. Henderson to Yoder. Yoder has it up top, guarded by Raymer. Up ahead to Rich. Shot is up and in good. 8-4 now. Leckby for Knox. Brings it back. Everybody falls back. Leckby has it at the top of the key, guarded by Yoder. Leckby backs out a little bit, dribbles left side, gets to Lori Peters, goes between her legs, ends up in the hand of North Shelby. Yoder has it, and she'll bring it herself up across the timeline on the far side. Pulls it up, has a little trouble getting rid of it, finally hands it off to Henderson. Henderson to Rich, shot no good. Raymer has it, and she's going on up. Tries to pass it up to Woods, but it's poked out of bounds by Ahern. Timeout on the floor. These girls have been running up and down the court pretty hard. Hope they're in good shape. So with 3 minutes 50 seconds left in the first, Knox County leads it 8-4. Going to be Knox County's ball. Katie Osmus is right in front of me here, ready to inbound it. Sends it to the left corner, can't see who has it. Send it out to Leckby. Leckby holds and looks about dribbling in, but then backs it back out. Passes it over to Raymer, right wing. Raymer puts it on the floor to Peters, left elbow. Good. Well, these Knox County girls have gotten to be a lot better shooters than they used to be. Rich comes across for North Shelby. Almost gets into a trap. Hands it off to Ahern. Ahern has it up top, guarded by Leckby. Over the left side to Rich. Rich looks to dump it in. Holes, loses the handle on it. Woods comes up with it. Woods to Leckby, and Leckby brings it across in a hurry. Stops at the top of the key, resets things, dribbles along the left side. Shot is no good. Ends up in the hands of number 35, Henderson. Henderson brings it across to Yoder, right side. Yoder wants to dribble up to the free throw line. Shot no good. Woods had the rebound. And they call a foul on an over-the-back call on Amanda Orr. That's her first third on North Shelby. Leckby brings it back up across the timeline. Leckby to Parrish, getting her first action. To Peters. Peters' shot is up, no good. And the two girls had their hand on it at once, and they're going to call a jump ball, which will favor Knox County. Parrish inbounds it. Comes to Leckby. To Wood. No, I'm sorry. Raymer. Shot. No good. And they're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be on North Shelby's Henderson. That's her first. Eagles. Parrish will inbound it. Sends it to Peters, and it's poked out of bounds by North Shelby. Parrish is going to inbound it again. Has a bit of trouble. Kicks it out to Leckby. Leckby at the left wing. Back to Parrish. Back out up top to Tessa Raymer. Squares up for three. Shot in and out. Yoder with the rebound. Yoder to Ahern. Ahern comes across. Sends it left side. Yoder. Yoder wants to drive the baseline. She falls down. So it's going to come back to North Shelby. Parrish inbounds it to Leckby. 2 minutes left in the first period. Leckby brings it up. North Shelby falls back. Dribbles along the left side. Sends it to the left corner. Into Peters. Left blocks. Back out the left corner. Shot from left corner is in and out by Parrish. Amanda Woods has it. It's on the floor. They're going to have a scrum. Jump ball. This time it'll favor North Shelby. Yoder's going to inbound it. Yoder to Lindberger. Up ahead to Ahern. Ahern has it right wing. Puts it on the floor. Guarded by Leckby. Sends it over the left side. It's poked out of bounds by Parrish. Stay with North Shelby, of course. Yoder's going to inbound it. Yoder sends it to Ahern. Ahern puts it on the floor, guarded by Leckby. Ahern brings it across, sends it to Yoder left side, into the paint, to Lindberg. Shot no good. Tessa Raymer with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction. Comes across, she's going to drive it into the lane and shoot, and I heard that smack from all the way up here. Powell's on 32, Amanda Orr. That's her second. Raymer at the line. Nothing but net. Becca Mallett checking in the game for Amanda Woods. Seeing her first action of the night. Raymer's second shot. This one's good as well. 12-4, Knox County. Inbound pass gets kicked out of bounds. But it'll stay with North Shelby. Yoder is going to inbound it. Yoder sends it all the way out to Lindberger. And they're going to call a foul on Lori Peters. They were both trying to get to the spot at the same time. She kind of laser beamed that pass. It was way out. Yoder gets it in this time to Orr. Orr back to Yoder. Yoder brings it across the timeline. Yoder changes direction, sends it to left side to Orr. Orr tries to get it up ahead to Lindberger. Gets poked out of bounds, but it'll stay with North Shelby. Yoder's going to inbound it under the goal. Gets it into Orr, in the paint to Lindberger, and they're going to say that she walked with it. Parrish is going to inbound it for Knox County. Everybody from North Shelby falls back. Leckby's going to bring it up. Met by Henderson. Leckby drives it in the lane, loses the handle on it, Orr comes up with it. I'm sorry, Yoder comes up with it. Yoder brings it across the timeline to that left elbow, which is her favorite. Ball is tipped, goes out of bounds, and it'll come back to Knox. Yoder seems to favor dribbling in right to that left block. Mariah Jones checking in for Yoder. Parrish inbounds it to Leckby. Leckby comes across the timeline. Sends it to Peters, left elbow. She dribbles over the right side, tries to dump it up to Becca Mallett, and it's poked out of bounds. Parrish will inbound it. 30 seconds left in the first. See what they can do. Parrish tries to get it in right into the basket, and it's poked out of bounds, but it'll stay with Knox County. 27.8 seconds left. Parrish will inbound it to Mallett. Mallett on the right wing, bounce pass to Tessa Raymer. Top of the key to Leckby, around the horn to Parrish on the left wing. Into Peters in the paint. Turn around, jump shot, no good. And ends up in the hands of Knox County. And Peters takes it up, and she's fouled in the process by Lindberger. Shot's no good, but she'll go to the line to shoot two. 13.4 seconds left. Peters' first shot. Good. Osmus checking back in for Tessa Raymer. Peters' second shot. This one's in and out. Ends up in the hands of North Shelby. Ahern has it. 10 seconds left. Ahern comes up across the timeline, guarded by Leckby. Kicks it over the left side. They lose the handle on it, but it goes out of bounds. 3.1 seconds left. It'll be North Shelby's ball. Lindberger is going to inbound it. Lindberger up ahead to number 35, Henderson, but she can't convert. So, at the end of one period, Knox County leads it 13-4. All right, we're ready to get underway in the second period. It's going to be Knox County's ball. Osmus inbounds it to Leckby. Leckby will walk it across the timeline. Leckby to Parrish, left wing. To Peters. Back to Leckby. Leckby can't handle it. Ends up on the floor, but she regathers herself. She's going to drill out. She's a quick little gal. To Parrish. Parrish takes it up top, passes it off to Osmus, dribbles in the free throw line, little runner, shot's no good. Osmus somehow comes up with it. Peters gets it. Peters bounce pass into Parrish in the lane to Mallett. Mallett, about a 12-foot jumper, is good from the left side. 15-4. Yoder has it to Rich. Rich brings it across, hands it off to Ahern. Ahern holes, passes it to Rich, right wing. Rich wants to send it in, but instead gives it to Mariah Jones. Back to Rich. In the paint to Yoder. Right side to Lindberger. Shot no good. Peters with the rebound for Knox. Sends it up ahead to Parrish. Parrish to Leckby. Leckby back to Parrish, left wing. Back to Leckby, who's going to shoot just inside the arc. Boy, it's good. Ahern has it, full court press, and it pays dividends, ends up in the hands of Mallett. Mallett to Parrish, to Peters, left side, she drives in the paint, and she's going to draw the foul on 25, Rich. She'll go to the line to shoot two, and that's going to be Parrish's second. Peters' first shot. Good. 6:33 in the half. Knox County leads it 18-4. Timeout on the field by Knox County. I think the coach thought the girls needed a deserved break. They've been running up and down the court all evening long, or at least since the start of the game. 17 fouls on North Shelby, 2 on Knox. 6:33 left in the half. Knox leads at 18-4. All right, Peters to the line. For the second half of her two free throws. Second one is good. Be North Shelby's ball. Rich looks to get it into Mariah Jones, and it's poked out of bounds by Katie Osmus. Jones into Orr. Or to Yoder. Yoder will bring it across the timeline, guarded by Raymer. Yoder drives along the left side. A little 12-foot jumper is an air ball. Osmus brings it across the timeline. Back to Lechby, but the pass is wide right. Goes out of bounds, so it'll come back to North Shelby. Rich is going to inbound it. Brittany Blaze getting her first action for North Shelby. No, I was wrong. Mariah Jones inbounded. Ahern has it. Ahern guarded by Lechby. Comes up across the timeline. Picks up her dribble. Just about got trapped. Gets to Mariah Jones. Mariah Jones splits the defenders between Osmus and Lechby, and they're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be on Osmus. That's her first. Third team foul for Knox County. Mariah Jones will inbound it on the far side. To Rich. Rich's shot from the corner is no good. Tessa Raymer with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction. Came up and ran into Rich, and I think they're going to call a foul on Rich. No, it was on Ahern. 17 fouls on North Shelby, so Tessa Raymer will go to the line. .550 left in the half. Foul was on the floor, so it's a one-on-one. Raymer's first shot's good, so she'll get a chance for another. Second shot's up. Calling a lane violation on Amanda Wood. Inbound comes to Yoder. Yoder sends it up to Ahern. Ahern, all kinds of pressure, gets it over to Yoder. Yoder brings it up across the timeline on the far side. Yoder back to Ahern up top. Over the right side to Rich. Into Orr to Yoder on the left side of the lane, and she's able to get it in and up and in. Lechby has it for Knox County, brings it across the timeline. 20-6 is the score. Tessa Raymer up top of the key, puts it on the floor, picks up the dribble. To Katie Osmus up top, over to Lechby, right side. Lechby dribbles around the arc, tries to get it around to Peters, and does. Guarded by Ahern, able to get around her and put it up and in. Full court pressure by Knox County. Yoder has it, picks up the dribble to Rich. Rich brings it across the timeline to Yoder. Yoder has it up top. Yoder to Blaze. Blaze back out to Yoder from the right elbow. Shot no good. Blaze had it for a second, but Tessa Raymer took it away from her. Raymer brings it up. Spin move in the lane. Shot is, I was going to say it was blocked, but they're going to call a foul. The foul is going to be on Orr. Ninth team foul. That's the third on Orr. So I would guess she may come in and sit down. First shot's no good. Osmus checks out. Parrish comes in. Lindberger set to check in. Shot's no good. Yoder has it. And she double dribbled. Not happy with herself. Orr comes out. Timeout on the floor by Knox. 4:27 left in the half. Knox County leads it 22-6. All right, it's going to be Knox County's ball. Inbound comes to Tessa Raymer. Raymer over to Lechby. Lechby back to Raymer on the right side. She runs into Lindberg. Ball goes out of bounds, but it'll stay with Knox. I think it was booted out by Lindberger. Tessa Raymer has it. To Lechby. Lechby back to Raymer. Raymer back to Lechby. Lechby sends it to the left corner. Feed it in to Amanda Wood. Shot no good. Yoder with the rebound. We're headed the other direction. Yoder to Ahern. Ahern brings it up, takes it across the timeline. She's going to be guarded by Lechby. To Yoder. Yoder sends it to the corner. To Rich. Back to Yoder up top. Yoder is going to dribble it in. That left-handed shot's no good, but they're going to call travel on her. She likes to kind of cut across from right to left and then put that left-handed left arm up and shoot from the left side. Lechby to Raymer. Raymer guarded by Blaze to Woods. Woods back out to Raymer. Shot for threes. No good. Lindberger had it. And they're going to call a foul on Myra Parrish. Rich gets it to Yoder. Yoder can't handle it. Ends up on the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball. It's kind of a low pass to her, and she didn't have a chance to get it. Arrow is going to favor North Shelby. Rich gets it to Yoder. Yoder gets it up ahead. It bounces back to Ahern, back to Yoder. Yoder to Ahern up top. 3:15 left in the half. Ahern picks up the dribble. Back to Henderson, right wing. Henderson to Ahern. Ahern drives it in the lane. And shots too hard. Bounces right back out. Ends up in the hands of Lechby. Lechby sends it up ahead to Woods. Woods' little 15-foot jumper is off the mark. Lindberger with the rebound. And Ahern will bring it back. Ahern, everybody falls back. Lechby's there to meet Ahern. Over to Yoder in the paint to Rich. Her shot's no good, but she'll go to the line to shoot two. The foul is going to be on Amanda Woods. That's her first. 2:37 left in the half. Knox County leads at 22-6. Rich's first shot, a little too strong, bounces right back to her. second shot is up. Same way. Knox County, or North Shelby with the rebound. Shot, no good. Shot, another shot, no good. This time Amanda Woods ends up with it. Comes down to Lori Peters, and she's fouled going up by Yoder. So Peters will go to the line. That's the second foul on Yoder. 10th foul now on North Shelby. Peters' first shot. It was a little strong, but this time the front end of the iron saved it and went in. Peters' second shot is, this one's no good. Yoder with the rebound. Yoder to Ahern. Ahern puts it on the floor. Leckby's going to be right there to nag her as she comes across the line to Yoder, left side. Yoder puts it on the floor, spin move, kicks it back out to Henderson. Henderson is bothered by Parrish, bothered a little bit too much, and Parrish gets called for the foul. That's her second. 16 fouls now on Knox County, so both teams will be in the bonus now. Yoder will inbound it, gets to Lindberger, to Rich, back to Yoder on the right wing. Yoder sends it to the right corner to Rich. Rich into Lindberger. Shot is no good, and they're calling a foul now on North Shelby's Henderson, and Parrish will go to the line. 1:55 left in the half. Parrish's shot is up. Good. Second shot is on its way. This one's a bit strong. No good. And Peters went after it and was out of bounds off of her. Becca Mallett checking in for Amanda Woods for Knox. North Shelby is going to inbound it. They get it to Lindberger. Back to Rich. Rich puts it on the floor. Full court press. Get it up ahead to Yoder. Yoder brings it across. Yoder is going to drive it into the block. Shot no good. Rebound. Lindberger. Lindberger back to Ahern up top. 1:34 left. Ahern over to Henderson. Henderson back out to Yoder. Yoder up top to Henderson. Henderson will drive. Sends it over the right corner to Rich. Ball ends up in the hands of Yoder. And they're going to call a jump ball. Not Yoder, Ahern. 1:16 left, 24-6, Knox County. Osmus inbounds it to Leckby. Leckby brings it up, sends it all the way to the corner to Becca Mallett. She brings it back out to Tessa Raymer. Raymer up top, loses the handle on it. Ahern has it. And she took about 8 steps going to the hole. Tessa Raymer inbounds it to Leckby. We're going the other direction with a minute left. Leckby comes across to Raymer, right side. Raymer puts it on the floor back to Leckby. Leckby sends it to the left corner to Osmus. Wants to send it to Raymer, but it ends up in the hands of North Shelby, and then Osmus steals it, takes it to the hole, and draws the foul. Wow. Foul is going to be on 15, Olivia Ahern. Osmus to the line, 42 seconds left. Knox leads it 26-6. Make that 27-6 with the old-fashioned three-point play. Inbound pass comes up to Yoder. Yoder. Yoder to Henderson. Henderson has it up top, guarded by Leckby. She's going to be bothered to death by her. Dribbles along the right side, sends it to the corner to Rich. Rich out to Yoder at the right wing. Yoder drives it in the lane, tries to dump it up ahead, kicks it back to Ahern. Ahern dribbles around right side, sends it to the corner. to Rich. Rich to Ahern. Back out up top to Yoder. To Lindberger. And they're going to call a foul on Amanda Wood. Reaching foul. That will send Lindberger to the line. Second foul on Amanda Wood. With 7 seconds left in the half. Lindberger's shot is good. So she'll get a chance for another. Second shot, good. 27-8. Leckby's coming the other way in a hurry. Wants to drive it all the way over to Mallett, right side. Shot no good. Kicked out of bounds by Tessa Raymer. And that's the end of the first half. Knox County leading it 27-8. Clock's been reset for 10 minutes, and so we'll be back in a few.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, we're at halftime. This matchup between the Knox County Eagles girls team and North Shelby. North Shelby running away with it, 27-8. We got 2 minutes left on the clock, and we'll be ready to get underway in the second half of play. All right, on the floor. For Knox, we've got Peters, Woods, Raymer, Osmus, and Leckby. North Shelby kind of getting organized here. Ahern, Yoder, Orr, Henderson, and Rich. Rich is going to inbound it. It's going to be North Shelby ball. Gets it into Ahern. Ahern puts it on the floor, guarded by Leckby. Takes it to left side. Sends it to Henderson. And Henderson can't hold on to it and goes out of bounds. So it'll come right back to Knox County. Osmus into Leckby. Leckby brings it up across the timeline. Sends it to Osmus right side. She's going to square for three and square up and shoot for three. Shot no good. Rich had it, but she loses it out of bounds, so it'll stay with Knox County. Peterson tries to get it out to Raymer. The ball's tipped up, but she still gets it. Raymer has it up top, sends it around to Osmus, left side, cross court to Leckby. Back up top to Raymer. Raymer's shot for three is good. So Knox gets the first point, 30-8. Henderson to Yoder, up ahead to Ahern. Ahern has it across the timeline. Over to Henderson, little give and go back to Ahern. Shots up and good. Leckby has it for Knox. Over to Raymer, left side. Tries to get it to Osmus. Yoder intercepts it, gets it up ahead to Henderson. Henderson to Orr. Or back up top to Ahern, left side, to Rich. Rich to Henderson. Henderson kicks it over to Ahern, right side. Ball is short. Yoder with the rebound. The putback is good. Leckby brings the ball back. Guarded by Henderson. In the paint, the Woods. And Henderson with the steal. Henderson tries to get it over to Orr. Ball is tipped. Orr last touches it, though. So it'll come back to Knox County. Leckby has it on the inbound. Leckby to Raymer. Raymer dribbles up the top of the key, kicks it back to Leckby. Leckby dribbles right to Peters on the right side. Shot for three is good. Nope, they're just going to give her two. Rich having a little trouble getting it in. Finally to Henderson, to Orr. Orr up ahead to Yoder. Yoder gets all tied up with Tessa Raymer, and they're going to call a foul on her. First foul of the half, first foul on Tessa Raymer. Rich will inbound it. Rich to Orr, ends up on the floor, but somehow Henderson gets it back out to Ahern. Ahern to Rich, sends it to the left corner. Tries to get it into Orr. It's booted out by Woods, so it'll stay with North Shelby. Yoder will inbound it for North Shelby. Yoder to Orr, and she's able to get it to fall right into the basket. Leckby brings it across, sends it to Raymer, right side. Back to Leckby, left side, back to the corner to Osmus. Tries to get it into Peters. Peters, reverse layup, doesn't go, gets her own rebound. Shot, no good. Orr with it, hands it off to Yoder. We're headed the other direction. Ahern brings it up across the timeline, dribbles towards the near side. Back to Henderson, in the paint to Orr, to Ahern, left side, shot up, no good. Tessa Raymer with the rebound, and we're headed the other way in a hurry. Raymer drives it up into the lane. Shot is no good, but she's fouled on the way to the basket. The foul is going to be on 35. Hillary Henderson. That's her third. Raymer's shot is on its way. Good. Second shot is up, and it's good. Well, I just can't tell you, folks, having watched this team play for a couple of years now, these same gals had a lot of trouble with their shots, and they've really come a long way. They're a good shooting team now. Rich has it now on the left wing, gets it to Henderson. Little give and go from Orr back to Henderson. Shot no good. Orr gets it, though. Puts it back up in, and this time it's good. 34-16, 4:37. Pass up ahead to Peters. Cross the lane to Amanda Wood, and she puts it in good. Ahern has it. Comes across the timeline, guarded by Leckby. Tries to get it up to Rich. Poked out of bounds by Peters. Rich to Orr on the left wing. Tries to get it back to Rich, but stolen by Peters. She sends it up ahead to Tessa Raymer, and she walks with it. Rich will inbound it right in front of us. To Ahern. Ahern's going to be guarded by Parrish. Drives along the right side, kicks it to Orr in the paint to, or Yoder, I should, in the paint to Orr. Orr kicks it out to Rich, and her shot is partially blocked. Ends up in Leckby's hands. Leckby goes in a hurry, sends it up to Peters, right into the basket, nobody there, and she converts for two. 38-16 now. Timeout on the floor by North Shelby. 3:47 left in the third. Knox County leads it 38-16. Okay, after the timeout, it's going to be North Shelby's ball. Rich inbounds it to Henderson. Henderson back to Rich, right wing to the corner, right corner to Ahern. Back up top to Yoder over the left side to Henderson. Shot no good. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Knox County. Ahern will inbound it. Ahern to Yoder. Yoder's shot off the left, blocks off the glass, is good. Osmus will bring it up. Sends it all the way up ahead to Peters. Peters drives in the lane. They're going to call a foul, although the coach was lobbying for travel. The foul is going to be on 32, Amanda Orr. That's her fourth. Parrish inbounds it. Comes right back to her, out to Leckby. Cross court to Osmus, in the paint to Woods. Back out to Leckby, around the horn to Leckby. Back to Osmus. Osmus up ahead to Peters. Peters in the paint to Woods. Shot no good. Ends up on the floor. Ahern has it. She's going to get trapped if she's not careful. Goes between the legs of Yoder's, right in the hand of Peters. Peters dribbles it across the lane, back out to Woods, over to Parrish, to Leckby up top. Leckby to Parrish, right corner. Dumps it in to Peters. Peters in the lane. And they're going to call a foul on the floor. Foul is going to be on Olivia Ahern. Becca Mallett checking in for Woods. Three team fouls now on North Shelby. Parrish will inbound it. Parrish sends it out to Leckby. Over to Osmus, right wing. Back to Leckby. Leckby loses the handle on it. Goes across the line. They're going to get an over-the-back call. 38-18, 2:44 in the third. Yoder inbounds it to Henderson. Henderson back to Yoder, right wing, to the corner to Ahern. Back to Rich, around the horn to Henderson, left wing. Back to Rich, up top to Orr, to Yoder, left side. Back out to Rich up top. Rich bothered by Parrish, but gets it over to Henderson, left wing. To Orr, to Ahern, right corner, shot comes up short, but Henderson's there for the rebound, shot no good. And somehow it ends up all the way back to Ahern, over to the left side, to Henderson. Henderson to Ahern, back to Henderson. Henderson has it up, top, dribbles around the right side, to Rich, in the right elbow to Yoder, and her shot's good. Leckby to Osmus, to the left corner to Peters. Peters drives the baseline. Shot is good. 40-20 now. 1:35 left in the third. Henderson to Rich, left wing. To Yoder. Yoder sends the left corner back out to Rich. Rich out to Henderson up top. Henderson drives right side. Little give and go. Gets it back, and she's going to be fouled by Mallett. Henderson at the line for North Shelby, and she'll shoot two. First shot's no good. Raymer comes in, as does 42, and I don't know who 42 is. I don't have a 42 on my schedule. Second shot is no good, but 42 comes up with it. Parrish will bring it back the other way. Over to Leckby. Leckby, cross court to Parrish, in the paint to Amanda Woods. Turn around, jump shot up off the glass is good. And Henderson has it. Henderson to Ahern, right side. Back out to Yoder up top. Yoder wants to drive it in. Dumps it up ahead to Orr, shot no good. And they're going to call an offensive foul, I guess. It's coming back to Knox anyway. Leckby has it. 45 seconds left in third. Leckby comes across, squares up for just inside the arc, no good. Ahern to Henderson. Henderson comes up across the line, 33 seconds left. Henderson to Yoder, left side. Yoder in the paint. Ball gets tipped back to Yoder. Yoder puts it on the floor. 19 seconds left to Ahern. Ahern drives along the right side. Ball goes out of bounds, but it's poked out by Knox County, so we'll stay with the Raiders. Got number 11 for North Shelby. Don't know who that is in the game now. Ahern has it. Well, that's Caldwell's who that was. Anyway, Yoder has it left wing, loses the handle on it. Leckby has it. She's going to take it all the way, but she runs out of time before she can get there. So at the end of three, Knox County leads it 42-20. All right, it's going to be Eagles ball. Parrish is going to inbound it. Knox County is going to hustle out, or North Shelby is going to hustle out on the floor now. Still don't know who 42 is for Knox County. Anyway, Parrish squares up for three. Shot is no good. Lindberger with the rebound to Ahern. Ahern up ahead to Henderson. Henderson comes across the timeline on the far side, guarded by Parrish. Little spin move, changes direction, gets it to Ahern right wing. Back out up top to Hicks. New girl, Kayla Hicks. Hicks is bothered a little bit, but gets it to Ahern. Ahern on the right side to Henderson. But Henderson is going in one direction. The ball is coming the other. So the ball will come back to Knox County. Parrish inbounds it to Osmus. Osmus brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass over to Parrish right side. Cross court to Tessa Raymer. Her shot for three is good. Henderson brings it back. Comes across the timeline. Dribbles it to the right. Pulls it back out. Hands it off to Hicks. Hicks holds, bothered by Raymer. Tries to get it up ahead to Caldwell. Shot no good. Tessa Raymer gets the ball, and she's headed the other direction in a hurry. Drives in the lane, spin move, shot no good. Ahern with the ball. Ahern to Henderson. Henderson brings it up across the timeline, guarded by Parrish. Henderson, bounce pass up ahead to Hicks. Hicks is bothered a bit by Tessa Raymer. Gets it out to Ahern. Ahern puts it on the floor. Dribbles it up to the right. Elbow shot no good. Mallett with the rebound for Knox. To Osmus. Osmus brings it up across the timeline. Kicks it over to Raymer. Left corner. Shot for three is good. Wow. She's got her three-point shot going. So with 6:15 left in the game, Knox County is up 48-20. Getting dangerously close to that point where the running clock starts. All right, Yoder is going to inbound it to Henderson. Henderson will bring it up across the timeline, meets Osmus. Osmus is going to be guilty of a reaching foul. Yoder will inbound it. That's the second foul, by the way, on her. Ball is tipped, end up in the hands of Osmus to Leckby. Leckby shot off balance, shot up off the glass is good. Now the clock will run. Henderson has it, again guarded by Lechby. Lechby's got a big smile on her face. Henderson loses it to Lechby. Lechby brings it up, sends it to Peters, left blocks. A little reverse layup is no good, but Peters will go to the line. Foul is on 32 Orr, and that may be her fifth. It is her fifth. She's done. So Rich checks back in. Orr is going to come out. Peter's shot. No good. Second shot. It's also no good. Rich comes up with it. Danger of getting trapped. Yoder gets it, though. Yoder to Henderson. Henderson brings it up. Changes direction. Guarded by Osmus to Ahern. Ahern has it on the right side, and it's just she's mugged by Lechby. But Lechby stepped out of bounds. I mean, she was absolutely mugged by her. Rich is going to get it into Yoder, nearly stolen by Parrish. These girls are getting kind of tired. You can just see it. Yoder dribbles in the lane, loses the handle on it, but somehow Lindberger ends up with it. Shots up and good. Lechby brings it across the timeline. Lechby up top, Parrish. Parrish dumps it into Peters. The ball is going to get stolen by Lindberger. Lindberger to Rich. To Henderson. Henderson comes across the timeline on the far side, guarded by Osmus. Henderson drives it up the corner and loses it out of bounds. But it's going to stay with North Shelby, I believe. Raymer's checking in. Mallett's checking in. And the mysterious number 42 that I still don't know who that is. Yoder is going to inbound it. Yoder gets it into Rich. Rich dumps it into Roder. Yoder on the blocks. Her shot up off the glass is no good. And number 11. And I don't know who number 11 is for Knox. In any event, number 11, I believe, is who just put that basket in. Ahern has it at the top of the key. Ahern to Henderson, left wing. To Yoder, left side. Looks to get it in, across the lane, shot, no good. Ahern with the rebound, kicks it over to Rich, right side. Into the paint, to Lindberger, shot is up and good. 52-24 now. Number 11 brings it across the timeline. To Raymer, right wing. Raymer's dribbles back out up the top of the key. She decides she's just going to shoot three, and she does. Kind of a funny deal. She looked up and saw nobody was there and thought, oh, I'll just shoot this. Ahern drives it in the lane, going the other direction. They're going to call a foul on number 11 for North Shelby, whoever that is. Ahern's first shot is well off the mark. 2 minutes left, running clock going. Ahern's second shot, this one's off the mark too. Number 42 for Knox gets it, hands it off to Tessa Raymer. Raymer brings it across the timeline. Guarded by Ahern. Screen set by Mallett. Raymer shoots another one for three, and it goes in. That's got to be about four of those she's hit. Ahern brings it across the timeline. Shoots from the right elbow. Shot up off the glass is no good. And there's going to be a jump ball call. Ball is going to be with North Shelley. Mariah Jones inbounds it to Lindberger. Lindberger to Echternacht. Boy, I'm sure I messed that up. Over to Gaines. Back to Echternacht. Echternacht over the right side to Gaines. To Jones. Ball is mugged by number 11. She takes it to the hoop, and it gets poked out of bounds. 45 seconds left. Eagles number 11 will inbound it. Ball goes out of bounds. No, I'm sorry. That was salvaged by Parrish. Parrish has it on the right wing. Shot for three is good. 61-24, 26 seconds left. North Shelby brings it across the line to the right side. It's shot is up and good. I'm not sure who made that. Parrish will bring it back. 12 seconds. Spin move. To number 11. Number 11 to Parrish. And that's it, ball game. Knox wins it. 61 to 26. In earlier action, boys' side of the coin, these same two teams, Knox County won that one as well, 50 to 27. Stay tuned, we got one more game tonight. For Tiger fans, it looks to be the marquee matchup for the evening between the Brashear Tigers and the Novinger Wildcats. So stay tuned. Clock set for 10 minutes, and we'll be back in just a few.
204-185-161. One of them's in here, I think.
All right, we're about ready to get underway in this final game tonight between the Brashear Tigers and the Novinger Wildcats. Just about ready to announce the starting lineups. Start off with Novinger. Number 13, Trevor Monday. Number 21, Eric Lumen. Number 32, Ben Morlock. Number 33, Chaz White. And last but not least, number 55, Corey Smith. For the Tigers, Justin Hazen. Number 23, Number 31, Matt Thomas. Number 33, Kylie Watson. Number 41, Ryan Furtick. And last but not least, number 55, Trey Treasure. Treasure is going to jump against Morlock. Morlock, a 6'3 sophomore, against Trey Treasure, the 6'2 senior. Tigers control it. Hazen has it up top, and she's going to start out with a three that's nothing but net. Lumen will bring it the other way in a hurry. Nearly loses the handle on it, guarded by Fertig. And they're going to get Fertig with a reaching foul. Lumen will inbound it. Gets to Smith. Smith can't convert. Ends up in the hands of White. White back out to Lumen up top. Lumen will set the play. Lumen to Smith on right wing. Smith holds. Holds it above his head. And Coach Jennings calls a timeout rather early in the game, but something he saw he didn't like. So with 7:22 left in the first, Tigers have the only points of the game on Justin Hazen's tray, leading 3-0. Smith's going to inbound it. To awaiting Lumen. Lumen over left side to Monday. Back to Lumen, center. Back to Smith, right wing. Back to Lumen, up top. Lumen to Smith. Smith puts it on the floor. Back to Lumen. Lumen wants to drive it in the paint. Shot up off the glass is good. They had it all spread out everywhere. Hazen has it. Comes across the timeline. Hazen to Thomas, sends it to the corner, up to Treasure. A little give and go to Kylie Watson. He's not able to convert. Morlock with it. Morlock to Lumen. Lumen brings it across to Smith up top to Lumen. Lumen walks back up to center court, guarded by Fertig. Lumen to Monday. Monday back to Lumen up top. Lumen to Smith. Smith back to Lumen. Lumen puts it on the floor, loses the handle on it, and they're going to call a travel. Tigers are in a zone. Hazen brings it back the other way. Hazen comes across the timeline. Or to Thomas, left side. Thomas back to Hazen. Hazen's going to try another three. Same result. 6-2. Smith inbounds it to Lumen. Lumen walks it up, guarded by Fertig. Sends it over left side to Monday. Monday to Lumen. Lumen to Smith, right side. Back to Lumen. Fertig's right on him. Over the right side, a little give and go, but right in the hands of Thomas. Thomas takes it all the way, and he's fouled by Smith going to the bucket. Hard foul. That's Smith's first. Thomas to the line to shoot two. First shot. Good. Second shot. Good. Smith will inbound it. Smith to Lumen. Lumen changes direction. Comes across the timeline on the far side. Spin move. And Fertig's going to get called for another foul. Fertig is going to be out of the game here pretty quick if he's not careful. And it looks like Ambrosius is set to check in to do just that. Just a bit too aggressive. Lumen will inbound it. Up ahead to Smith. And Smith nearly steps across the line, guarded by Kylie Watson. Smith having a little trouble. Gets it to Lumen. Ambrosia nearly had the steal, but it went out of bounds off of Ambrosia, so it'll stay with the Wildcats. Lumen inbounds it to Smith. Smith back to Lumen. Lumen has it up center court, guarded by Ambrosia. Ambrosia kind of replaced Furtick, but he's not playing him quite as close as Furtick was. Mundy has it left side. Furtick does get the steal this time, though, and he drives along the right side of the lane, throws up a shot that has no chance of going, and it ends up back in the hands of Novinger. Chaz White had it, and they're going to call a foul, and the foul is going to be on Matt Thomas. Timeout on the floor. Three team fouls on Brashear, one on Novinger. 4:54 left in the game. Tigers are on top, 8-2. Smith's going to inbound it for Novinger. Smith dumps it into Mundy and gets it right back. Smith, danger of being trapped, gets it up ahead, but right in the hands of Matt Thomas. Streaks along the left side. His shot's no good. Smith with the rebound. We're going the other way. Up ahead to Lumen. Lumen, shot, no good. Hazen gets it. Hazen's coming up. He's going to take it all away, but then he gets knocked out of bounds. So it'll stay with the Tigers. Thomas to Kylie Watson. He gets fouled in his shot from the blocks. One of those deals where he took about three steps up to the box, got the inbound pass, and was fouled going up. Foul is going to be on Corey Smith. It's his second. Watson's shot is up and good. Tigers on top, 9-2. Second shot, make that 10-2. Smith will inbound it into Lumen. Lumen comes across the timeline. Going to shoot for three. It's short, right, comes right back in the hand of Trey Treasure. Matt Thomas is going to come back the other way in a hurry. He drives in the lane. His left-handed layup is good. Lumen has it, guarded by Ambrosia. Lumen traded off to Hazen. Lumen comes across the timeline to Mundy, left side. Mundy guarded by Hazen, back to Lumen. Lumen over to Smith. Kylie Watson with the steal. He's going to take it up for the easy layup. 14-2 now, Tigers with the advantage. Mundy back to Smith. Timeout on the floor by Novinger. Full timeout, 3:54 left in the first. Tigers getting off to a good start in this one, 14-2. Okay, it's going to be Novinger's ball. Smith's going to inbound it. Kylie Watson's right there for the inbound pass to Mundy. Back to Smith. Over to Mundy again. Mundy brings it across the timeline to Eric Lumen up top. Lumen puts it on the floor, guarded by Ambrosia, and he's guilty of carrying the ball. Ambrosia was just all over him, but it'll come back to Tigers. Thomas has it into Hazen. Novinger falls back. Hazen comes across the timeline, guarded by Mundy, to Matt Thomas. Dribbles in the lane, kicks it back to Kylie Watson. Watson up to the top, to the corner, back to Watson from the elbow. Shot, no good. Trey Treasure with the rebound. Going to call a foul. Foul is going to be on 33, Chaz White. That's his first. Thomas will inbound it. Thomas out to Treasure. Nobody there. right in the middle of the lane. Inbound comes to Mundy, to Lumen. This time Ambrosia was all over Lumen again. This time he gets called with a foul. Scudder comes in for Treasure. Lumen into Smith. Back to Lumen. Ambrosia is there to wait for him. Lumen comes across the timeline. Bounce pass over to Chaz White. Chaz White, little pass behind the back to Mundy. Ends up to in the hands, though, of Morlock. Gets poked out of bounds, but it'll stay with Nominger. Songer comes in. Treasure comes back in. Thomas and Kylie Watson will sit down. Lumen will inbound it for Nominger. Lumen to Smith. Smith puts it on the floor. And they're going to call a foul on Trey Treasure. Some kind of a reaching foul as Smith was trying to dribble into the lane. Lumen will inbound it. That's the first on Treasure. Lumen sends it all the way out. Chaz White gets his hands on it. Back to Lumen. Lumen dribbles it in. Passes it to Corey Smith, and Corey Smith is able to convert. Hazen will bring it back. Hazen comes up across the timeline, passes it to Ambrosia. Ambrosia dribbles into the elbow, shot no good, gets his own rebound. One of those shots where it just rolled up and over the rim. Lumen's going to take it all the way, and he loses it. Mundy comes up with it. Mundy's shot for three is no good, right in the hands of Lumen. Lumen's going to square up for three on the other side. Again, no good. Somehow Mundy got his hands on it, went out of bounds, but this time it's going to be off Mundy, so it'll be Tigers' ball. Matt Thomas comes in. He's going to inbound it to a waiting Kylie Watson. Wildcats all fall back. Thomas is going to bring it up all by himself. 1:58 left in the half. Tigers up on top, 18-4. Thomas over to Cody Snelling. Snelling to Kylie Watson. Watson cross-court to Trey Treasure, drives the baseline. And they're going to call a foul on the floor. Foul is going to be on Corey Smith. That's his third. Thomas inbounds it to Treasure. Treasure's going to shoot for three. No good. Kylie Watson with the rebound, but they're going to call him with Walkham with it. Time Snelling's going to have the job of guarding Lumen. Lumen spin move, drives it in the lane, cross the lane, turning shot, no good. Kylie Watson rebound, sends it up ahead. Oh! Sends it up ahead of Trey Treasure, but it was just a little bit too strong. Treasure tried to save it before it went out of bounds. It was really going to work well because Treasure was up there by himself, but it was just a little bit too much steam on it. Lumen has it. 1:23 left in the half. Lumen's walking up. Looks like we've got Nick Billington getting ready to check in, I would imagine, for Smith. Mundy has it right wing. Mundy puts it on the floor. Gets it to Smith. Right blocks. Shot no good. Kylie Watson's going to foul him, though. Smith will go to the line to shoot two. 1:10 left in the first. Tigers on top 18-4. Smith shot. Up. Good. Second shot. No good. Treasure to Thomas. Thomas brings it across the timeline. Sends it to the corner. Shot by Ambrosius. No good. Trey Treasure with rebound to Kylie Watson to Nick Thomas up top. Thomas is going to drive it in. Left-handed shot, no good. And they're going to get 32, Morlock, for reaching over the back, going over Kylie Watson. That's his first. Five on team on Novinger, six on Brashear. Matt Thomas will inbound it to Kylie Watson. It's poked out of bounds by Billington for Novinger, so it'll stay with the Tigers. Thomas will inbound it to Kylie Watson. This time his shot's up and good. Morlock is going to get this one too, I believe. No, they're going to call it on 14, which is Billington. Nick Billington. Which is his first. Watson's first shot. Nothing but net. No, I guess he got the shot, so this is the old-fashioned three-point play. Mundy will bring across the timeline. 47 seconds left in the first. To Lumen. Lumen over to Mundy, left side. Mundy wanted to shoot for three. He steps inside. Shot. No good, but they're going to call Hazen for the foul. Send Mundy to the line. Mundy's first. No good. Second shot's on its way. This one rims out. Kylie Watson with a rebound to Hazen. Hazen comes up across the timeline, hands it to Ambrosier. Ambrosier dribbles in. Shot, no good. Trey Treasure with the rebound. The putback off the glass is good. Mundy will bring it across, guarded by Hazen. Mundy does a lot of dribbling around. Big lob pass. Ends up in the hands of Hazen. Hazen brings it up. Thinks about shooting for three. Sends it off to Ambrosia, left wing. Back to Kylie Watson. Dribbles around the horn. Turn around shot. Oh, boy. The shot was no good, but Trey Treasure was there for the put in, but they're going to say that it was too late. Awful pretty, though. So, at the end of one, Tigers up 23-5. Okay, it's going to be Novinger's ball at the beginning of the second quarter. Lumen's going to inbound it. Lumen to Morlock. Back to Lumen. Little give and go. To Mundy. Mundy's going to shoot for three. And the bank is open. Thomas brings it up across the timeline. Cross court to Kylie Watson. Drives in the lane. Little floater is no good. And Morlock with the rebound. Morlock loses it. Kylie Watson shot no good. Trey Treasure with the rebound, and it's up and good. Inbound pass goes out of bounds off of Fertig. So Mundy will have it. Mundy into Chaz White. Back to Mundy. Mundy comes across the timeline. Going to get trapped. Get it back over to Chaz White. White to Lumen. Lumen drives along the left side. Little 15-foot jumpers. No good. Thomas with the rebound. Up ahead to Hazen. Hazen's going to take it all the way. Left-handed layup is good. 27-8 with 7 minutes. Mundy has it. Spin move on Hazen. Comes across the timeline. Danger of being trapped. Gets it to Chaz White. Back to the Mundy. Over to Lumen, left wing. Lumen cross court to White. White back up top to Mundy. Mundy drives in the lane, and they're going to get Hazen with a reaching foul. That's his second. Eight team fouls on Brashear, so Mundy goes to the line. First shot, good. Second shot, no good. Kylie Watson to Thomas. Thomas brings it across. He's likely. Gets it to Trey Treasure. I thought he was going to take it all the way in, but he dumps it over to Treasure. Treasure gets the easy shot. Tigers in the press. Mundy has it, bothered by Hazen. Lumen gets out of it, but they're going to get Hazen for a foul. And that's going to be his third, so he's probably done for the half. Ambrosia comes in. Hazen sets down. Lumen shot. Good. Nine fouls on Brashear, six on Novinger, 6:22 and a half. Tigers on top, 29-10. Lumen's next shot, it's good as well. Watson inbounds it to Thomas. Up ahead to Ambrosia. Ambrosia, left wing. Gets it in to Thomas, out to Fertig. To Ambrosia, drives it in the lane, over to Thomas. Thomas's left-handed shot off of the glass is good. Austin Martin in the game for the first time. Sends it up ahead to Lumen. Lumen, 15-foot jumpers, no good. Right in the hands of Kylie Watson. They're going to get Billington with the over-the-back call. He was on him so hard that Kylie Watson went to the floor. His second. Watson at the line. His first shot is good. 32-11. Second shot is up. It's good. Singleton into Martin. Martin splits the defender and bounced too hard, and he got a travel call on him. Thomas brings it back, comes across the timeline. Over to Fertig, right side. Fertig drives the baseline, shot off the side of the backboard, but Thomas is there for the rebound and the putback. Inbound pass has been poked by Fertig. Thomas ends up with it, back to Watson from the elbow. Tried to get into to Trey Treasure, and he wasn't looking. Lumen gets it. And they're gonna get Kylie Watson for a foul. No, scratch that. It's gonna be Fertig. That's his third, so he'll sit down. Timeout on the floor. 5:26 left in the half. Brashear leads it 35-11. Lumen to the line. Shot, no good, comes up short. Second shot, this one's good. Watson will inbound it to Thomas. Thomas sends it up to Treasure. Treasure fakes. Looks to shoot. Shot no good. It's partially blocked. Right back in the hands of Treasure. Treasure can't quite handle it. Goes out of bounds, so it'll come back to Novinger. Lumen inbounds it. Gets it right back. Sends it all the way up ahead to Martin. Martin shot. No good. Not sure what he was doing there. Ambrosia with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction. Ambrosia drives it in. Hands it off to Trey Treasure. He gets the bucket and the foul. Foul is going to be on 32, Ben Morlock. It's his second. Shots up and good, making it 38-12. Lumen guarded by Snelling. Lumen comes across the line, drives it in the lane, feeds it to Smith. It's Kylie Watson goes up for the big time block, kicks it all the way out into the stadium, or out in the stands. Lumen's going to inbound it to Mundy. Back to Lumen. He's going to shoot for three. Comes up short, right in the hands of Snelling. Snelling sends it up ahead to Owens. Back to Snelling. Back to Owens, left side in the paint to Ambrosia. And they're going to call a foul. The foul is going to be on Morlock. I believe that's his third. It is. Ambrosia's shot. Good. Tigers hits the second one. Tigers the commanding 40-12 lead now. Lumen comes across the timeline. Nearly loses the handle on it. Drives along the right side. Shot up off the glass. No good. Thomas the rebound up ahead to Snelling. Back to Ambrosia. Ambrosia's shot's good. Wow. I guess if you can't be good, it's better to be lucky or something like that. Lumen has it. Guarded by Snelling. Spin move coming across the timeline. Nearly stolen by Ambrosia. Feeds it up ahead to number 23, Martin. Thomas comes across the timeline. Over to Snelling. Snelling shot for three. No good. And ball ends up on the floor, and they're going to call jump ball. Songer was in briefly. He's coming out, as is Owens. Watson and Treasure in. Ball comes out to Snelling. Snelling back to Ambrosia into Thomas. Thomas's shot up and good. 44-14 now. Tigers lead by 30, but still with 3 minutes, almost 4 minutes left in the half. Lumen had the ball, and they're going to call Snelling with the foul. 10 team fouls now on Bashir, so Lumen gets the advantage of the double bonus. First shot, good. Second shot, it's good. Watson will inbound it to awaiting Thomas. Thomas brings it up across the timeline on the far side. Feeds it in, poked out of bounds by Novinger, so it'll stay with the Tigers. Thomas will inbound it. Thomas to Watson, shot up off the glass, is no good. Nearly lose the ball, but get in the hands of Lumen. Lumen, guarded by Snelling. Spin move, wants to go into the lane. It's poked out by Trey Treasure. Treasure tries to jam it, but he was guarded by Mundy. Would have jammed it, too, if he'd had the right position. But they're going to call Mundy with a foul, and Trey Treasure will go to the line. He's been wanting to do that for a while now. First shot, a little too strong. Sort of like his dunk attempt, a little too strong. Good thing we got those spring-loaded irons now. Second shot, this one's good. Lumen has it. Lumen guarded by Snelling. Comes up across the timeline. He loses the handle on the ball. Ambrosia's got it. And he gets the easy layup. 47-16 now. Lumen has it. Comes across. Spin move. Wants to shoot three. Hits it. Thomas is going to bring it back the other direction. Comes across the timeline on the far side. In the lane to Treasure. Treasure gets the easy bucket. Lumen has it. Lumen comes across the timeline to Martin. Martin shot no good. Trey Treasure with the rebound to Kylie Watson. Hands it off to Thomas. Thomas up ahead to Ambrosia. Ambrosia's reverse layup good. Tigers just look like they're playing with this one now. Lumen brings it up. Sends it over the left side to Martin. Martin dribbles it in. Sends it all the way across. It's poked out of bounds by Trey Treasure. Mass substitutions now. McKim, Reeves, Redding, Scudder, and Hayden Coyne in for the Tigers. Ball comes in, and they're going to call a foul on 51, which is Hayden Coyne. It's his first. Both teams now have 10 fouls. Looming to the line. First shot is in and out. Second shot. This one's good. Reeves inbounds it to Redding. Redding brings it up, sends it over to McKim. Kim throws it right to Lumen. Unfortunately, he has a different colored uniform on. Lumen passes it to Mundy on the left side. Shot, no good. Dylan Redding with the rebound. Redding takes it up the other way. Comes across the timeline. Stops to Hayden Coyne. Coyne over to Redding. Redding going to shoot about a 15-footer. No good. Zach Reeves has it momentarily. Ends up in the hands of Scudder. Scudder's shot is no good, but he's fouled. 1:32 left in the half. Scudder goes to the line. Foul is going to be on number 23, which is Austin Martin. Scudder's shot. Good. Tigers now lead 52-20. Second shot. No good. Reeves with the rebound. It's blocked. His shot is blocked. Lumen has it. Sends it up ahead to Mundy. Mundy's going to shoot for three on the right side. No good. And 32, Morlock gets the rebound and the putback. Redding brings it up across the timeline. Redding to Hayden Coyne. Coyne over to McKim. McKim into the elbow to Scudder. Scudder nearly has the ball stripped from him. Coyne has it over to Dylan Redding. Back to Coyne, the right corner. Coyne dribbles it out to Redding. Around the horn to McKim. McKim into Scudder. Scudder throws the ball away. These boys don't get quite as much chance to play, and they're a little rusty. Timeout on the field, 46 seconds left in the half. Tigers lead at 52-22. All right, after the timeout, ball comes into Mundy. Mundy sends it over to the right corner, shot for three is no good. Comes back out to Lumen. Lumen drives it in. Shot no good. Ends up in the hands of Hayden Coyne. And I think they're going to say Hayden Coyne stepped on the line. Lumen will inbound it. Lumen throws it to Brandon Baird, but Baird was not quite where Lumen expected him to be, and it goes out of bounds. McKim ends the coin. To Redding. Redding to Scudder. Scudder wants to drive it along the right side of the lane. Shot no good. But Hayden Coyne has it. Nearly has the ball stripped from him. Yeah. 13 seconds left. It's going to be Tigers ball. Redding brings it across the timeline. Redding to Scudder. Scudder Shot. Good. And that's halftime. Tigers lead it 54-22. That's more driving with the ball by Jay Scudder than I've ever seen him do. Two successive runs up the court. Scudder's taken the ball and done a good job of driving alongside the lane and taking the shot. Speaks well of things to come for the Tigers. So, we're at halftime. Tigers lead 54-22, and I'll be back in a few. All right, we're ready to go in the second half. Tigers up big, 54-22. It's going to be Novinger's ball. Smith is going to inbound it. Out to Lumen. Lumen brings it up across the timeline. Squares up for three. It's air ball. Tigers inbound it to Hazen. Hazen will bring it up. Novinger all falls back. Mundy's there to greet him. Over to Snelling on the right wing. Back to Thomas. Thomas dribbles along. Kicks it to Treasures. Head fake. Good shot up off the glass. Lumen will bring it back. Dribbles along. Attacks the baseline. Shot's no good, but ends up in the hands of 32. His shot's good. Hazen has the ball. Hazen into Kylie Watson. Watson into Treasure. Over to Thomas. Shot up off the glass is good. Lumen has it on the far side. Brings it across the timeline. Sends it back over the left corner. Back out to Lumen up top. Lumen drives along the right side. 15-foot jump shot. High off the glass is good. Hazen up ahead to Thomas. Thomas to Furtick. Furtick from the block. Shots is no good, but he's fouled. Foul is on Morlock. It's his fourth. Furtick to the line. Stretches his arms out. Shot good. Singleton checks in for Morlock since he has four fouls. Burdick has kind of a ritual there. Next shot. This one's no good. Trey Treasure with the rebound. Tries to get it up ahead. It's poked out of bounds. Thomas will inbound it for the Tigers. Thomas into Treasure. Back to Thomas. Thomas drives the baseline. Shot no good. Kylie Watson with the rebound. The putback is good. Lumen brings it across the timeline on the near side. Sends the left corner back out to Lumen. Lumen dribbles in. Sends it back to the corner. Shot no good. Trey Treasure up ahead to Hazen. Hazen. Hazen nearly has Smith go on top of him. To Thomas. Thomas into Treasure. Back to Kylie Watson. Shot up off the glass. No good, but he's fouled. Foul is on 33, Chaz White. That's his second. Watson's first. Just tickles the twine as it goes down. Second shot is on its way. This one is no good. Smith touches it, knocks it out of bounds, so it'll stay with the Tigers. Thomas will inbound it. Thomas to Kylie Watson. Shot off the glass is no good. In the hands of Trey Treasure. His shot's good, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line. Foul is going to be on Smith. That's his fourth. Owens set to check in for Thomas. Trey Treasure for the old-fashioned three-point. On its way. Good. 65-26. Lumen has it. Lumen comes up. Everybody for the Tigers fall back. Sends it over to Mundy on the right side. To Smith. Smith shot up off the glass is good. Kylie Watson kind of fell back so he didn't foul him. Hazen over to Furtick. In the paint to Treasure. Treasure takes it up and he's fouled. Foul is going to be on Lumen. That's his first. Treasure will shoot two. The first one's up. Good. 66-28. I would expect a bunch more substitutions for long. Second shot, good. Smith will inbound it to Lumen. Tigers all fall back. Lumen comes across the timeline. Lumen dribbles along the right side. Nearly has the ball stolen. Gets it to Smith. Smith draws the foul by Kylie Watson. That's his second. Smith will shoot two. First one's on its way. Good. The second one's up. It's good, too. Watson inbounds it to Hazen. Hazen brings it across the timeline. Dribbles over towards the left side. To Owens. Owens to Furtig at the block, at the elbow. Shot no good. Tipped out of bounds by the Tigers, so it'll come back to Novinger. Smith to Lumen. Lumen brings it up. See if they go to Smith again. Lumen sends it to Mundy, the right corner. Back out to Lumen. Lumen over the left corner. Shot for three. No good. Kylie Watson up to Trey Treasure over to Furtig. Oh, nice looking play. Shot's good. Lumen will bring it back. 69-30 now. Lumen has it. Spin move, shot from the elbow. Comes up short in the hands of Hazen. Hazen will bring it up. Guarded by Mundy. Hazen pulls it up. 15-foot jumper is good. 71-30 now. Lumen has it. 4:13 left in the third. Lumen to Mundy. And they're going to get Hazen with the reaching foul. That's four on Hazen. So he'll probably be out before too long. Smith has it. Smith drives the baseline. Falls down. Kylie Watson has it up ahead to Furtig. Furtig streaking towards the basket. Fakes out Lumen. Lumen goes up, and then Furtig follows, and his shot up off the glass is good. Lumen has it. Drives along the right side. Kicks it out to Mundy. Mundy. Holes. Back out to Lumen. Lumen's going to shoot for three. No good. Mundy, though, with a rebound way out behind the arc. To Singleton. Back to Mundy. Mundy wants to drive the line. Goes into Owens, and Owens is going to be called for the infraction. No, they're going to call it as a charge. Second on Lumen. Hazen has it. Comes up across the timeline. To Owens. Owens holds to Kylie Watson. Hands it off to Hazen. Hazen to Furtig, left wing to Owens. Owens wants to shoot. Gets it back to Kylie Watson. Watson can't handle it to Hazen. No look pass to Kylie Watson. Shot no good. Trey Treasure with the rebound and the putback. 75-30 now. Now we got substitutions ready to come in. Lumen brings it up across the timeline. Pass over left side. Out of bounds. And it's going to be Tigers ball. Thomas, Ambrosia, Songer, Scudder, and Snelling. Substitutions by Novinger, number 10. Baird and 14 Billington come in. Thomas has it for the Tigers. Brings it up. 2:33 left in the third. Into Songer at the free throw line. To Thomas. To Scudder. Back over to Snelling. His shot's well short. Novinger had it. Lumen is going to drive it. shoots over a lot of traffic, but gets it in high off the glass. Lumen's a pretty good little player. Thomas has it for the Tigers. Shot, no good. And they're going to call Adam Songer for the infraction. On the floor, Lumen's going to bring it back the other way. Lumen to Singleton, right wing. Back out to Singleton. Singleton looks to get it in. It's poked by Thomas in the hands of Songer. Up ahead to Ambrosia. Ambrosia, spin move. Loses the handle on it. They send it way up ahead to Lumen, and Aluminum can't hold on to it. Back out to Baird. Baird to Lumen. Shot for three is good. 129 in the third. Thomas will bring it up. Thomas over to Snelling. Snelling takes it in traffic, and he's going to be called for the charge. Second on Snelling. 75-35 now. 119 left in the third. Lumen will bring it up. Lumen to Baird. Baird has it up top. Wants to drive along the right side. Back to Smith. Smith to Lumen. Shot's deflected. Back to Baird. Baird back to Lumen. Shot for three is good, and they're going to call a foul. The foul is going to be on Matt Thomas. That's his second. They're going to say the foul was after the shot. They get 3 points plus the basket, or plus the possession. Lumen has it. Lumen drives along the lane, loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds, and will come back to Tigers. 48 seconds in the third. Ambrosia will inbound it to Thomas. Thomas brings it up. Up ahead to Scudder. Scudder out to Ambrosia. Ambrosia in traffic. Draws the foul. Foul is going to be on Lumen. That's his second. To get the ball in, Smith was the steal. Smith up ahead to Lumen. Lumen drives it in. Shot no good. And goes out of bounds, back around the corner, apparently off of Lumen, because it's going to be Tigers' ball. 28 seconds left in the third. Thomas will bring it up. Thomas over to Ambrosia. Ambrosia. They're going to say Ambrosia was fouled by Monday. This will be the seventh foul on Novinger, so Ambrosia goes to the line for the one-on-one with 17 seconds left in the third. First shot bounces around on the iron, but finally falls in. Second shot is up. It's good. 77-38. Lumen has the ball. Lumen brings it up across the timeline. Dribbles around. Back out to Mundy up top over the right-hand side to Baird. Baird into Lumen. Lumen has the ball stripped. Smith ends up with it. Time expires. And that's it for the third period. Brashear ahead 77-38. This quarter will go pretty fast. All right, Tigers has it. Ambrosia sends it out to Snelling. Over to Thomas. Drives it in the lane. Left-handed shot. No good. Mundy with the rebound. Mundy's headed the other direction. Left wing guarded by Thomas. Back out to Lumen. Lumen guarded by Ambrosia. Dribbles it in. Gets it to Smith. Shot no good. Lumen with the rebound. Out to Billington, and Billington walked with it. Thomas with the ball. Thomas walks it up. All Novinger falls back into Songer. Over to Ambrosia. Ambrosia squares up for three. No good. Snelling with the rebound. Shot, no good. Smith to Lumen. Lumen has the ball stripped by Songer. Ball ends up on the floor. Somehow, Smith, no, Baird, ends up with it. He's going to shoot. I say Baird, it's actually Billington. Shot no good. Snelling has it. Snelling drives it in, and he called for the charge. That's his second. Both of them charges, I believe. Third, I'll say. A little late in posting it up. Lumen brings it up. Lumen comes across the timeline. Sends it up ahead to Smith. Smith drives the baseline. He was fouled by Scudder. He'll go to the line to shoot two. First shot is well short. Got the replacements checking in again. Scudder stays. McKim, Reeves, Redding, and Hayden Coyne. Second shot. This one's good. Scudder inbounds it to Redding. Redding brings it up. Comes across the timeline, sends it to McKim. McKim gets it in to Scudder. Scudder is going to get fouled, and I believe it's going to be on Smith. Nope. The foul is going to be on Baird. Baird was on one side of Scudder, and Smith was on the other, and they called Baird with the foul. Tigers lead 77-39. Scudder at the line. He'll shoot two. First shot is up. Good. Second shot is up. No good. Smith with the rebound for Novinger to Lumen. Lumen takes it up, and he's fouled. Foul's going to be on Scudder. It's his second. Lumen to the line. Clock keeps booming. Lumen's shot is up. No good. Second free throw is on its way. This one's good. Reeves will inbound it to Redding. To Songer. Hayden Coyne. Hayden Coyne passes no good. Up to Lumen. Lumen gets a shot. Counts. Foul is on Redding. It's his first. Lumen to the line. He'll shoot one for the old-fashioned three-point play. It's good. Reeves inbounds at the Scudder. Novinger doing some press now. McKim up to Scudder. Scudder tries to get it up to Dylan Redding. Actually, Scudder should have just taken it in himself. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Novinger's. Smith will inbound it. Lobs it up ahead to Lumen. Lumen brings it across. Over to number 10. Number 10 shot no good. Reeves had it, but it was poked out. And they're going to say stays with Novinger. Owens checked in. Scudder comes out. Lumen inbounds it to Baird. Baird shot. Good. No, I'll take that back. He got it to Lumen. Redding has it. Redding comes up across the timeline. Just about loses the ball. Gets it to Reeves. Back to Redding. Back to Reeves. Unintentional passes to Owens. Owens to Redding. To Owens in the paint to Reeves. Reeves puts it up. Good. Good strong move by Reeves. Makes it 80-45. Wholesale substitutions now by Novinger. 2:43 left in the game. William Dyer brings it up. Dyer over to Snyder. McKim with the steal. Puts it up. And they're going to call a foul on the floor. Eight fouls on Novinger, though, so McKim will go to the line for the 1-1. Shot is up. No good. Novinger got the rebound. Number 50, Snyder, and he fell out of bounds, so it'll stay with the Tigers. Reeve inbounds it to McKim. And the ball is stripped away. Dyer has it. Passes it to Ludolph. To Dyer. Dyer runs it in. His layup is good. Redding will bring it back for the Tigers. Ludolph will be there to greet him. Redding to Owens. Owens to Reeves. Reeves back to Owens. Up ahead to McKim. And it goes out of bounds. But it was poked out by somebody from Novinger, so we'll stay with the Tigers. Reeves will inbound it to McKim, who was wide open under the basket. Dyer brings it back. Dyer over the right-hand side to number 34. Shot nearly went in. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Rashear. 1 minute left. 82-47. Ludolph will inbound it. Ludolph sends it out to number 50, Snyder. Snyder nearly carries it. He's bound and determined. He's going to shoot. Gives up to Ludolph. Back to 34. Shot no good. Hayden Coyne's got it for the Tigers. Coyne brings it across. 41 seconds left. Coyne. Shot. No good. Reeves with the rebound. Shot no good. And Ludolph ends up with it. Back to Dyer. Dyer brings it across in a hurry. Loses the ball. Ends up in the hands of Redding for the Tigers. Redding tries the dribble behind his back, and it worked. Redding sends it over to Hayden Coyne. Hayden Coyne dribbles in. Shoots a little 15-footer. No good. Owens shot. No good. And ends up in the hands of Novinger's Dyer. Dyer has the ball stolen by Owens. Owens shot. No good. But that's the ball game, folks. Tigers win it 82-47. This is John Slavin. I've enjoyed broadcasting to you tonight for the Brashear Arena in this, the 80th annual Brashear Invitational Tournament. Join us again tomorrow night for more basketball. Until then, take care and good evening.